All right, you got it. Questions on the 6-inch figures for you. The side characters and accessories, like Lobot or an E-Web Blaster for set for the Snowtroopers. Will you see one of those possibly in the future?
The E-Web Cannon is a popular one we often talk about. I think we'll certainly through our exclusives lines, I think we're able to kind of like have characters with stuff. It's more likely there, not announcing that we're doing it or not doing, but certainly one we often talk about. Lobot would be interesting. He's kind of one of those characters that's sort of in the background, but has a lot of love with a lot of fans. So, I don't know, maybe we could do Lobot. We've certainly done a more unusual kind of tertiary character. So, again, not announcing yes, not announcing no, but again, Lobot is interesting, especially with Empire Strikes Back anniversary a few years out.
Excellent. Thanks for creating a fantastic 40th anniversary Darth Vader figure. Will we be seeing an ESB or ROTJ version of the Sith Lord in the future?
We already have them in Black Series already. We have the removable helmet from Return of the Jedi and, from Empire Strikes Back and the Emperor's Wrath exclusive. So, I don't know. Darth Vader's always a popular character and we can always rely on him to kind of sell through and come off the shelf. So, we'll see.
Do you have Rebel pilots in the works?
Not that I know of right now. No.
Something we might see?
To talk about that. So, we revealed the Rebel Fleet Trooper here at San Diego Comic-Con, and we hear the feedback, like, give us some good guys to fight the bad guys. I'm saying to the guy dressed as a Scarab Stormtrooper. So, yeah, Rebels, like whether it's Hoth or Endor or pilots, interesting topic of conversation at the moment.
Oh, excellent. Possibly a Death Star gunner or a Death Star droid?
I'm going to have to do kind of copy and paste the same answer.
Yep.
Everything's under consideration.
All right. For the vintage line, we understand that and are very excited for the vintage line coming back. How many Star Wars product lines will be getting the vintage treatment? Will there be all 3 3-inch quarter and 6-inch figures as well as vehicles?
Vintage is, we're specifically keeping that to 3 3/4 as it always has been. You know, we did the 40th anniversary collection, the 6-inch collection, as sort of a celebration of 40th anniversary of New Hope, but that's not intended to be kind of an ongoing line. So as far as vintage is concerned, 3 3/4 inch figures and vehicles.
Super articulated.
Super articulated,
yeah,
yes.
And just to clarify, because we've had some confusion with other people we've spoken to, the super articulated line is not replacing the 3 3/4 inch 5-point articulated line. They'll exist together. So okay. One will have vintage stuff, actually one will have whatever packaging is aligned to the latest entertainment.
Yes.
Alright. Can we assume that this vintage line will be available in all retailers, not just like Walmart for the Black Series?
Absolutely. It's a mainline item. It'll be available all around the world in every retailer that wants to carry it.
Awesome. Will the new vintage line feature the fully articulated figures?
Yeah, super
absolutely.
Articulated that, only.
Yeah.
And how long can we expect the vintage line to last?
I think we'll have to wait and see. I mean, we know how fans have been asking for it. That's why we brought it back. Typically, the way we work it with Lucasfilm is we run it for a while and then we rest it just to make sure that it remains special. But I mean, we're talking a number of years. As long as it sells well and people continue to support it, we'll keep supporting it ourselves.
Outstanding. Since it's now the 40th anniversary and the vintage collection is back, does Hasbro plan to re-release any of the vintage line vehicles like Slave One, the TIE Fighter, the Falcon, or the versions of the AT-ATs for retail or for Amazon?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, we haven't really disclosed anything yet, what we're planning on doing, but see. I mean, we have a lot of great tooling library, a lot of great vintage vehicles, and there's always an opportunity to get those out, either exclusive or mainline, so we'll wait and see.
Will the new vintage line be mostly made up of new characters whenever the new movie comes out, or can we expect original trilogy and prequel and EU characters as well?
Yes. So I think it's going to be a mix. I mean, we spoke yesterday at the panel about, we showed you literally all that we could show for 2018, and there was a mix of repacks from other super articulated lines. So we've got Rey and Kylo and First Order Stormtrooper, Jin, Death Trooper, Cassian. We took some older classic ones like the Rebel Hoth Trooper and kind of putting that onto a vintage line that came from the Legacy Legacy line. So it'll be a mixture. I think as we move forward, we'll start getting into new classic characters. Like, do we want to finish the first 92? Do we want to kind of do someone from Clone Wars? All that kind of stuff. So there'll be a balance. But as we said yesterday, we really, really need this to be a conversation. This is a very sort of targeted and focused line for a very focused community. And so we're always looking at what people are saying. So we really rely on you guys and the people that you're representing to sort of let us know who are the right figures to do in the vintage collection. So as we're planning 2019 and beyond, we're going to have our ears to the ground and use events like this to really kind of garner that information.
Stanley. That really is the same question. There needs to be secrecy about the new movie releases, but why not generate excitement with more advanced information? Video games do this, it creates a lot of excitement. We would love to know people like Pong Krell or a new Jabba Goon is coming in the first wave of the vintage, for instance.
Sounds like two questions.
I
can answer the second one.
Okay.
As I said, we kind of revealed everyone we could, and if we were doing those two characters in vintage, we would have announced them. So they're possible for further waves or further kind of years, but nothing on them at the moment. Again, you guys tell us. But the previewing entertainment.
I mean, that's really a Disney Lucasfilm question, right? You know, they're the stewards of the entertainment, and they
kind of have
figure out how they're going to unveil information and go along with it. So
we wouldn't want to spoil you.
Yeah.
We're in the exhibit hall.
In the era of the new... That was the same question. With the return of the vintage line, is there any chance that some figures that were designed or sculpted will never be released to see the light of day?
Ask that question again. I want to make sure I answer it correctly.
Sure. With the return of the vintage line, is there a chance some of the figures
will never be released? Yeah. I think it depends how they were sculpted. So I know there are lots of sort of urban myths about what was sculpted and never released, and it depends. Like, if it was sculpted in wax, like over sort of 3, 4, 5, like 28, 2008 stuff, that's in wax. If we didn't go to tools, that wax is gone. That doesn't exist anymore. You physically can't maintain that. But if we made tools but we never run into production, possibly. I know, I enjoy those urban myths. They're cool. Like, oh, this exists, I know it exists. And it's like, whoa. It's now melted.
Yep. We're hearing about a 6-inch General Grievous that's in the works, as well as a 3 3/4 Phase 1 Captain Rex, supposedly, for TBS.
Those two are currently not in the plans. I have spoken about Grievous by saying, when we do that creatively, we would make sure that is obviously right scale with all the lightsabers and the soft goods. When we do Grievous, and I think we'll get to it, I want to be able to do it well. So, we're working out new ways of finding channels to get product to people, whether through exclusives and different price points, because he's not a $20 figure. No way.
Yeah, no.
And he's not quite a $60 figure either. So, we need to work out the way of doing it. But yeah, we like Grievous. But Phase 1 Rex, no plans for that.
With Dr. Apra winning the Fans' Choice poll, any chance the comic pack line will be making a return?
We consider it again. I think I'd like to be able to focus on the vintage and kind of keep that purity of card back for that sort of scale. But who knows, maybe for some exclusives we can do some things.
Can we collectors expect to see a collector's scaled vehicles for TFA and for Last Jedi, such as the X-Wing or the TIE Fighter?
Nothing to announce at the moment, but we're thinking long and hard about what vehicles to do next. But we do want to your earlier question as well, we do want to kind of try to get new vehicles that have never been expressed before in vintage. That's our sort of principle. So things like from TFA would make perfect sense, like a Poe X-Wing or something like that would make sense. As well as supplementing it with like potential repacks and reissues of the Big Fold or stuff like that. So that's where we go first.
With the return of the Micro Machines, will we see a revival in the action fleets?
No plans for it now. No.
Looks like we're about out of time.
All right.
So I appreciate you taking time out of your day.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I remember you from last year.
Yeah, last year was...
because you're hiding the bee's gruff.
Last year was Jack Burton from...
I've spoken to you before, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China.
That was it.